Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
more Appalachian stories.
But first of all, we've got to give a very special shout out to a very special young lady.
Hello, Madison.
Hello, Madison. We want to say thank you so much for listening to our show. We hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right, so I've got 4 more stories based in Appalachia, creepy ones. Some of them might not necessarily be paranormal, but they're still creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
There's something up with the Appalachians. I've spent my whole life in Georgia and love hiking all over. But I must admit, North Carolina has the best mountains. For this reason, I frequently drive up there and hike and camp. This time, I went up with my family in an RV and stayed with them in Maggie Valley. The next day, however, I had them drop me off about 10 miles away at the Cold Mountain Trailhead, and I planned to hike up, spend the night, and be back down in the morning. I was by no means inexperienced at hiking or camping, but I had never camped alone. On top of that, I didn't bring a pistol, something I won't go without now. On the way up, the trail was surprisingly strenuous, not necessarily steep. I've hiked some steep stuff out west, but more like a ton of ups and downs and feeling like it wouldn't end. Eventually, it began to get darker, and I realised I needed to stop and set up while I still had light. So I stopped about half a mile short of the summit and figured I would continue in the morning. Nothing eventful happened. I set up camp in a really good spot, ate my food and went into the tent. At this point I realised I hadn't run into a single other person my entire way up. This wasn't eerie at the time, but soon would be. I have trouble sleeping, and usually lay awake for up to an hour trying to sleep. During this, I thought I heard someone lightly walking around the general area because of the rhythm of the steps. I brushed it off as my mind running wild, but I did pull my big old knife out of my bag and put it next to me in the sleeping bag. That morning, I woke up and ate oatmeal. As I ate, I looked over at my tent and noticed a strange bundle of dried twigs and berries tied with green cord propped against my tent. I'll see if I can find a picture and put it in the comments. Internally, I was wetting myself, but I packed my stuff up and took off within 5 minutes. And no way I bothered to go to the summit, I headed straight down. On the way down, I realised there was a pretty heavy fog, and I ended up on a side trail that eventually ended and I was lost. I used a compass to eventually reorient myself and found the trail again, one of the biggest reliefs. I made it out with no other incident. However, come to find out the same morning, a 27-year-old died on the same section of trail as me, and it's possible I would have run into him had I not gotten lost and rejoined the trail later. His family seems to have scrubbed the internet of several of the articles on him, but I'll see if I can find something. The scariest part was knowing that someone knew where I was and watched me, and I had no clue about them. I have a lot in common with this storyteller. When I'm walking up, I'm like, please, please make it not be so much further, you know? When you're walking up mountains, please, please, not much further. When I was little and I used to like walk 100 metres behind my mum, like from school or shopping, I used to be like, if I stop thinking about it, soon enough I'll be there like magic. Do you know what I mean by that?
That's what I used to think that sometimes.
Yeah. and also the other thing I have in common is I have terrible trouble getting to sleep because I'm menopausal. It's awful. Mm. I've started trying the, what they're called? Nah. See, that's what happens to me all the time. Anyway, I've started trying these kind of like natural over-the-counter sleeping tablets. And they work like a treat. Nitol, that's the ones. They're amazing. But you can only take them for no more than 3 days. Otherwise, you get...
We're not sponsored by you.
No, we're not. But I'm just saying for any of the ladies out there, or the men, if you have this problem, they won't have the menopause. But the sleepless thing, try them. They're great. Also, I'll put a link to the actual photograph because the storyteller put a link to this of what the picture they took. And it's really Blair Witchy, the item that they found at the campsite.
Yeah.
Spooky, spooky. Right, are you ready for the second story?
Yes, I am.
Random whistling in the woods. Hello everyone. I live in rural Southwest Virginia, in Appalachia, and heard odd whistling in the woods a few days ago at night. It started when I was playing airsoft alone in the woods at about 7 p.m. in almost pitch black. I live a lonely existence, and was walking around the woods behind my house. I got to a clearing just on top of a hill and sat down to take a rest. Just when I sat down, I heard odd whistling. It was perfect whistling and whistled a tune I had never heard before. It was clear and it sounded close, within 150 feet or less, and came directly from behind me. It would have had to have been in the woods, near the property line, with one of our neighbours. It instantly gave me chills down my back, and I got the feeling of being watched. Not being an idiot, and having a brain, I wasted no time in sprinting full speed down towards my house, hopping over rocks and limbs. The whistling stopped shortly after I got moving, but I still felt like I was being watched and like something was off. I did see something. When I turned back to look while opening the gate, that is. But it may be because of the darkness and the distance I had moved. I don't think it was a bird, as the leaves on the trees haven't regrown yet, and it still stays cold at night and sometimes during the day. But I don't know much about birds. There were also no birds to be seen, and everything else was quiet. I also doubt it was a person, as I heard no talking, no leaves crunching, and no other noises. I should also mention the whistling started out of nowhere, and did not gradually get louder, as if someone or something was moving closer while whistling. I should also mention that I've been in those woods a decent amount of my life, and have never heard anything like it before, not even once. I was a bit tired, but I've been more tired before while being up in these woods, at similar times before, and I'm not one to hallucinate. The situation still gives me chills when I think about it. I've had the feeling of being watched before in those woods, but those feelings have never been so intense and extreme as that one night. I was hoping someone might know what it was. Was it an animal? Maybe, but me and my family, have dogs around the house, and most wild animals stay away. And I haven't really seen anything outside of a bear or two, and deer in those woods. I should also mention the dogs occasionally bark randomly into the woods, but they weren't really barking at that moment when the whistling happened. I was hoping someone could help me identify what it was. Maybe, if there is even enough information. I'm not saying it was paranormal, but I'm not saying it was just a wild animal. Also, apologies for typing so much. I just want to make sure all the details are included. There is something certainly unsettling about hearing some whistling in the woods coming from nowhere.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
I think it's supposed to be something. I can't remember what it is now. If you were whistling in the woods. I know you shouldn't whistle in the woods, but I'm pretty sure there's another thing.
There's so many, like, folklore creatures that whistle. You know, there's El Silbon, who's, like, Mexican, and he whistles, and the further he's away, the louder the whistle sounds, and the closer he is, quieter it sounds. So, yeah, there's loads of, like, whistling in everything you read at night is just bad, and you shouldn't do it.
If I heard whistling in the woods, I'd probably just whistle back. I'd be like, and they whistle and I'd be like, I'd finish it off.
Yeah, I'd probably just run and stumble and fall.
It depends though, isn't it? Because if you're somewhere and you hear someone whistling, they could be whistling for their dog or anything.
Yeah, but this was more of a tune and like in the middle of nowhere, that's just freaky.
Yeah, if it's a tune, that's freaky. I'd probably just pause and then just run.
And then
I
run.
Don't know. Yeah. Because, I wouldn't be scared if I could see it, because then I could actually see him. But, if you can't see it, it's a different story, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'd be, interestingly, Finn on the Facebook group pointed out that there's this debate that I didn't know anything about called man versus bear, right? And it was a question that was asked on TikTok, I think it was. As a woman, say you're out in the wilderness, would you rather be confronted with a bear or a man? And most women say a bear rather than a man.
A bear's going to mow your face
Yeah,
off.
But you... But as
it
a
depends
woman,
what bear it is, though, because there's, I think it's, if it's a brown bear, you've just got to, I think it seem bigger. I don't know. I might be mixing it up which ones it is, but I know that one of them you're supposed to, seem bigger than them. And a black bear is supposed to just fight back, or it could be the other way around for the other bear, where you have to just get really small.
Yeah.
Or, but, and if it's a polar bear. If it's a polar bear, you're done.
You're done for. Yeah, but for a woman, it's interesting that most of them would choose the bear. What does that say to you?
Yeah, I mean, it is, because there's weird people out there.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, if even if I saw that it was a man whistling, that would just be just as scary, to be quite honest, than some folklore creature. Yeah?
Nah, I mean, to be fair, if I seen a bear and, well, if I seen a man whistling,
mm-hmm.
I'd be more scared of that than a bear, because the bear is a natural thing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd be terrified seeing a bear, because, like, around there, I'd be like, what the heck, man? Like, how'd you get out here, mate?
That would be even more terrifying.
I mean, it depends if it's Winnie the Pooh or, like, what's his name from, like,
Baloo?
George... Nah, it's not George of the Jungle. It's the guy that loves his honey.
That is... You're on about Baloo from Jungle Book?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You never know. It could be all right.
Yeah.
But I reckon, like... Sam's Squanches and that are I reckon they're chill.
I just think they warn you not to get
I understand why they stay away from human civilization.
Yeah, it's understandable for sure.
Yeah.
Right, are you ready for the third story?
Yes, I am.
Anyone ever see the Hat Man? Specifically in the Appalachian Mountains. So I was talking to one of my family members about a weird paranormal experience I had as a kid. And I've come to the conclusion, I think I saw the infamous Hat Man when I was around 13 to 14. We were in northwest Georgia at my grandmother's house, who lived in the middle of nowhere. Behind her house was a huge hayfield. It was about 9 to 10 p.m., and my cousins and I were out there playing in the hay bales. I looked over to the left, and into the distance, I saw a man with a bowler hat and what looked like overalls standing on the edge of the nearest road at the tree line. My cousins hadn't seen him yet at that point, so I started to walk closer and got an overwhelming, uneasy feeling. I turned back to my cousins and asked them to look over and see if they could see it too. They all four said yes, they could see it. And we started yelling to see if they would move, but nothing. I told them I'd count to five and we needed to run back to my grandma's house as soon as possible. We did, and when we got back there, Dad went outside to see if he could find anything, but didn't. Anyone have any similar experiences? It still gives me goosebumps to think about it. I've had many a paranormal experience before after this. Edit. Okay, now I'm thinking it's a wide-brimmed straight hat that the thing was wearing, not a bowler hat, after reading the comments. Whatever it was, the hat could be seen from way in the distance. Also would like to add something, since some say it comes when there's negative energy or a death in the family is about to happen. My grandmother, whose home it was, passed away from cancer in the next year. Now, this is creepy either way, because if it isn't the Hat Man, it's still a man in a hat, stood at the forest on somebody else's land, staring at children. So I just find that creepy either way.
Yeah.
There's no winning here.
There is no way that you couldn't find a man standing alone in the woods with, like, do you know what I mean? Mm. There's no way you couldn't find that creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just great. That just shouts at your face, serial killer. Danger. That's a classic serial killer dress up. Like.
Get out of there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Freddy with a coat.
Mm. Like Jack the Ripper or something.
Yeah, it's just creepy, isn't it? Right, are you ready for the fourth and final story?
Yes, I am.
The Appalachian Witch. This was the most terrifying moment of my life. Always will be. My family and a family friend's family were going on a hiking trip to the Appalachian Mountains. We'd rented cabins at a camping site and had arranged certain paths to follow each day of our 4-day trip. The first 3 days went great. We saw wildlife, had a good time, and talked a lot. But on the 4th day, we were taking a trail that was more secluded and overgrown than the others. We were walking for about 30 minutes when I was hit with this overwhelming feeling of uneasiness. The feeling just stayed there no matter how hard I tried to beat it back. Then, and everyone else on the hike denies this, I hear singing in a language that I've never heard before. It's like the singing described in the myth of the sirens, sweet and enchanting. Yet the music invoked a feeling of fear down to my bones. Everyone else seemed completely oblivious to it. I tried telling my dad that something was wrong, but he just told me I was probably tired and that we would stop soon. So about 5 minutes later, and the singing just keeps getting louder, and my heart was racing, we'd stopped to rest and eat something as well. I wish with all my heart that we hadn't stopped. About 2 minutes into our little rest, the singing is still getting progressively loud, but my nerves have settled slightly. Then everything falls silent. Everyone in our group, about 12, suddenly turns to the trees to our left. A figure, tall and in a black cloak, was barely visible between the trees. It was a woman, much taller than normal people are, with pure white hair flowing out of her hood. Her head is down, but her face is still slightly visible. All I can make out is that her skin is very pale, yellow, like old paper. As we watch, she just stalks closer to our group, finally stopping right at the edge of the trees. She looks up, and I swear to God, as long as I live and breathe, I will never forget the face. Her eyes are completely white, with no pupils or irises visible. She had a thin, pointed nose and had a mouth with lips that were stained red. I don't want to know why. She stares at us for a moment and then smiles. It was horrifying. She had no teeth and her eyes began to shine. She then begins to talk. She had a horrible, scratchy, high-pitched voice and said,
"Leave this place while you still can. I'll be watching you. Don't try anything."
I blink and she's gone. Everyone is silent. This is my first time telling this story to anyone else who didn't experience this with me. And I never discuss it with anyone who did experience this with me. It feels good to share this experience with someone.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I must say, it feels like we haven't done this for ages. And that is so, I'm so glad to have somebody to talk to. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we just, like, talk rubbish, let's be honest. You know I love a witch in the wood story.
Yeah.
And especially a witch with white eyes. That's just brilliant. And makes me so happy. I'm glad I wasn't there. But I love a witch in the wood story, especially a witch in the Appalachians with white eyes. That's all I've got to say.
If I come across a witch, I'd have to, do a battle with them. Because, well, I got witch blood, so I'm a wizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
Do you know what I mean?
Or just call for your mum.
Yeah.
Not get me wand out and we'll have a battle.
No, I just put a curse on him. Well, that's the end of this episode. Hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up with you again soon.
We will indeed. I'll catch up with you again on Saturday and Toby will be back again with me on Monday. Don't forget, if you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by going to patreon.com/thewhisperingwoods. We also are on social media. If you'd like to join our group, it's listed in the podcast notes. And if you've got a story you'd like to hear on the show, please email it to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.